man. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
All right, I hope we're on.
I think we're on.
I don't know. I can't tell.
I'm on.
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
I hope the station can hear us. An amazing morning.
It was.
I think they need to change some settings back at the fathership.
Yes.
I don't know where I want to start.
Yes.
I have an apology.
Okay.
And I have a mistake.
Oh, a mistake?
Yeah, a mistake.
Intriguing. I mean, usually you don't start off with mistakes. Usually you start with complaining about something or disservice that happened over the week. So I'll take the mistake.
The mistake. We might as well take the headsets off because we can't hear anything. But the mistake is, and for at least the next, we can hear the station, just
right.
So they know.
Right.
We can hear them talking.
Yeah, we can hear them in the background.
For sure. We'll just listen to them.
I got the day off.
Let's just listen to them.
I'm calling in for the coronavirus. I'm out sick.
Speaking of that, the Golden State Warriors are going to play in front of no fans tomorrow.
Is that like a normal game for them?
No. All right, let's go to a break real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know if we're on a break or...
I don't know.
All right, we'll just keep talking.
Yeah,
that's fine. Okay. So, yeah, the Golden State Warriors I just heard on the news feed, which isn't my mistake. So let me start first and foremost. I made a blunder.
You did.
I am man enough to admit I made a blunder.
You did.
This isn't what you think it is.
Oh, okay.
I'm not kissing your rear just yet.
Oh, okay.
I'll get there.
I'll clean it. I'll make sure it's sanitary for you to kiss it.
I will get to that point in a second. I knew better. But unfortunately, because you are the toolbox.
I am.
And you are a tool bag.
I am.
I am so concerned with everything that's going on in the show. I goofed last week, not once but twice.
What did you do?
I announced our guest lineup last week, and then I introduced our guest incorrectly. And I ripped the four-letter network when they screw up.
Okay.
You know, about the Rays in Tampa. When ESPN said that there was a new champion, even though he didn't win the belt because he missed weight. Last week, we had on Hobson Gracie.
What are you calling him, Robson?
I called him Robson.
Well, I told you about that, you know, Jorge.
Hold on a second.
Jorge Gazelle?
Hold on. Knucklehead. First of all, his name is George Gazelle.
Jorge.
It's not Jorge. It's George.
Hobson.
I've hung with Hoyce Gracie.
The H. It sounds like an H in Portuguese.
I understand that. I know better. I knew better. I blew it. I goofed. I was wrong.
Okay.
I admit it. I was wrong. I'm man enough to admit it. So I will try to remember at least one time every hour.
Okay.
I will just say the name Hobson Gracie.
Okay, that makes sense.
Or should I just say Robson, just to continue on?
I mean, as long as he's not in person, I would say continue on with Robson.
Well, and that's why he said...
I'll see you soon.
No, he said how he carried a bucket around. So the second is, let me kind of draw the picture for everyone.
Oh, man, what a day.
So we have been involved. I have been involved in the media event at the Grand Prix of St. Pete for many, 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 many years.
Yes.
Matter of fact, we have a picture. My son is 33.
Okay.
We have a picture. I believe he's about 3 or 4.
Right.
Being held by the athlete formerly known as Bruce Jenner.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So Bruce Jenner is holding Sean.
Sure.
At probably the age of 3 or 4.
Got it.
He's now 33. You do the math.
Sure.
So I've been involved for a very, very long time, and then you've been involved, unfortunately, the past 2 or 3 years.
The third year. This is okay. My third year.
So you, I rip your driving all the time because let's be honest, your driving is awful.
But I get
Hold
pizza
on.
Safe.
Just sit there and be quiet. Okay. Nobody asked you to respond yet. Just sit there, and we're going to probably have to go over this again when our guest shows up.
Yes.
So last year, I honestly thought my passed away grandmother, who has been in the ground for years, I believe right today. Well, I believed yesterday she could drive better than you. Well, she definitely can drive better than you. I also think right now, her being passed away and in the dirt, she could drive faster than you as well. So we show up today, and I ask, who am I driving with? And I'm given the absolute worst news possible, you. Now, you and I drove together last year.
We did.
With Kyle Kirkwood.
We did.
And the year before, we were on separate teams, which I like that better.
You do.
My team took second. I refused the trophy, and somehow you came home with it.
I received a trophy and donation.
Yeah.
And I kept it and proudly display it here.
And you display it here.
And people think that I somehow won something a few years ago, although I had nothing to do with your second place victory.
Exactly. You know, my stance is I don't appreciate and accept precipitation. That's rain.
That's right.
Participation trophies. I'm looking around to see if our guest is here yet. So I refused it. Somehow you brought the trophy home.
I did.
Last year, we were in second place when you got in the car. We ended in 33rd, and there was only 8 teams. Somehow, you got lapped twice last year.
Well, I broke the course. I drove underneath the barricade.
You did do that.
I broke the car, and then the barricade crashed on top of the car, and I got stuck, and the guy had to come and lift the barricade off my car so that I could start again, and I got lapped twice.
Before I continue, did you see what I did today? Did you see what I did with the track?
You moved the course.
I did it on purpose. I did it on purpose. So what happened was, and if I see this lady on the highway, I will drive her into a tree. We are on a practice lap, and she drives me into the wall. It's a practice lap.
Look, Pete Rose, that was an exhibition game?
No.
He took out a catcher?
It was an all-star game.
Oh.
It's still an exhibition. Ray Fossey was his name, and he put him out of baseball, and it was his best friend.
Look, if you're on the course, it's all time is go time.
We're in a practice lap, and she drives me into the wall. We're in the first lap. It hasn't gone green yet, and she jumps in front of me. So what did I do? I jump back in front of her. So on the first lap, she goes and takes me out. We'll get back to the story. She drives me into the wall. Me being the smart, I'm trying to think of a word I can say on FCC. Well, you know what I mean.
All right.
So she drives me into this fake wall. I drive on the opposite side, so I'm off the track, pushing the track on the boundary, the wall. I'm pushing onto the track so that no cars or go-karts behind me can go. So the track is now
blocking. So you're blocking.
Them.
You're blocking.
That's I'm like, you take me out.
It's a great strategy.
I blocked everybody else out.
Can't let everybody lap you.
So I go up to this young man who hopefully will be stopping by, who knows the driver of the number 18 staff zone vehicle.
Right.
And I reached out to Edge, and we found a little bit out about Riley.
The GT3 Porsche? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
So I go up to Riley. We start talking, and I said, listen, we're screwed. We are screwed. I said, because I tried to get tool bag, toolbox, and I got to decide if you're a bag or a box. I tried to get him on another team, and he goes, well, he can't be that bad. Look at the shoes he's wearing.
Oh, yeah. I got the Mercedes AMG.
He saw your shoes.
Driving shoes that match the hat that matched the Mercedes in the parking lot.
So, again, tool bag. You are a tool bag. So I said, trust me. We are not in a good position. We have Matt on our team. We're done. So then we go and we were going to go grab food, and I grabbed a drink, and you grabbed an alcoholic beverage to get ready for your driving. And we happened to be sitting with Oliver and Kyle Kirkwood.
Yep.
Kirkwood was our professional driver last year.
Yep.
And when I brought it up to him, to Kirkwood, that I was just talking to Riley about you, he looked at you and he said, what? Let's see how honest you'll be. What did he say to you?
It's like, oh, you're doomed.
He said, you were our liability last year.
Yes, I was.
He called you the liability.
I am a liability most days.
Every day.
In everything I do.
Yeah. I would
not
say,
just race car driving.
I would not say any. I would say, he said you were the liability.
This is true.
So now we're into the race. I go first in the warm-up lap, get taken out, the whole nine yards. A lot of fun, though. You drove the slowest lap recorded, not today, but in the history of the Grand Prix of St. Pete. That's what they came over and said.
Is that what they said?
They did. Everybody was checking in mid-40s. Slow laps are late 40s. You checked in about a minute 32. Okay.
Well, safe. I wanted to be safe.
I think you got lapped twice on the first lap.
Well, that was the warm-up.
It was the warm-up.
Right. It was warm-up.
No, I'm just telling the story.
And?
I'm painting a picture.
Yes.
And what? Go ahead.
Well, I had pizza on deck, and you know you can't drive crazy because pizza doesn't transport well.
So then you come in. Now, our driver, Riley, is supposed to go, and then they changed the whole thing. So now they're not letting the pros go at all. We were just – because originally they said the pros were going to do their warm-up laps, come in, and then they're going to start. So then they decide, no, they're the pros. They know what they're doing. We're going with team – you know, one. You know, I was one. You were yep. two. The pro was three. So he comes over to me and says, you need to stay as close to the front as possible. You know, give me some kind of chance because we know we're doomed when Toolbag, who carries them in a box, gets into the car. I even went to jump in a different car. Okay, because what they did is when you would come in, they wanted you to keep that car.
Right, in that same order.
In that same order.
Sure.
So knowing that we're done, you know, and again, I'm just telling the truth. You're awful.
Okay,
you know,
thank
you. You're an embarrassment.
Thank you.
And you were the anchor and you dragged us down like always. So I tell Riley that I'm going to somehow get this ghost to the front as possible. Somehow when I walked up, we're in car three. Typically, we start – last year, we started like in car seven or eight.
Right.
And with you, Granny, Grandma –
I was like ninth.
And there was only seven cars. Right. And you were at ninth. Right. So I walk up. I'm trying to get in the lead car, but they said, no, our car is number 12.
We're 12.
Tom Brady coming to the Tampa Bay Bucs. I sit in the third car. I tried those headphones, too. I was listening to the radio as I raced.
Okay.
Now, the only bad thing is I was listening to love songs instead of like Kiss or Guns N' Roses. It did kind of affect. So
she listens. I can't drive 55.
I asked how many laps. They wouldn't tell me. I think it was important to know. I get out. I go. I have us in third place.
So yes.
Not too bad.
Not bad.
Then you
not
go.
Bad.
And I am not sure if you drove slower this year or it just appeared that you drove slower this year. It didn't look good.
Okay.
All right. But it just looked like you were out for a Sunday drive.
I was cruising. I was enjoying the scenery.
You were enjoying
the
view.
I was at the St. Pete Grand Prix. I'm on the track. I'm hanging out with the mayor.
Hold on. You were at the Grand Prix of St. Petersburg.
The Grand Prix of St. Petersburg. I'm hanging out with the mayor. I'm racing. The mayor's there. All the mayors are there. We're having a media day. I'm just having a great day in a beautiful city on a great race weekend.
I even took a photo, which I normally don't do, with the mayor. And I told him I'm going to post it and say no hard feelings because last year he blasted me.
Right.
That's when I lost
my car.
He took
you out. Right.
You know, when he took me out. So, then you get out of the car, and our pro gets in the car and takes off. And now we figure if we're close, it's not what the order you come in. It's your laps and, it you know, the
total time,
the total
collective
time, of whatever.
Right, of your team.
I got to be honest with you. Riley didn't look like he was going that fast either.
I didn't think he was going to move that good either.
You know, and he was in second in the list. Not
sure.
Necessarily in second place.
Right.
But he was in second of that list. And then all of a sudden, car number three started to get pretty close to Riley.
It did.
And I'm thinking, you know, and I noticed how he kept bouncing up and down. Like, is he trying to make it go faster?
I think that was a strategy he had. I think he was trying to get some momentum.
Does he have something in his pants? You know, I didn't know what his issue was.
I saw it.
And then he finishes. So I go up to him, and I said, I think we did pretty good. And he goes, yeah, we took third.
Okay.
And I'm thinking,
Third place is not bad.
Third's not bad.
You're on the podium.
I threw second away, so we're going backwards. And then he took his helmet off, and it wasn't Riley. I'm like, yeah, you did a good job. He goes, yeah, we took third. And I'm like, cool, I guess. And then I noticed it wasn't Riley. So they announced team number three, and it was whoever the
third place,
the guy was that I talked to.
The bronze medalist.
And I'm hoping that the girl who drilled me, not only in the real race, but in the practice race, I'm like, I'm going to be pissed if it happened again. Last year it was Baynews 9.
Right,
they did the same thing.
Right.
You know, I'm hauling in Baynews 9.
You got taken out by Virginia Johnson.
Yeah.
That's a big name.
Yeah.
She wiped you out.
Is that really?
And last year she confiscated my car because mine had a GoPro mount on it. She's like, I need this for Baynews 9. And I'm like, whoa, what about Knockout Radio?
Exactly.
Like, we're big deal over here. And then she was like, I need it because you have a mount. You don't have a camera. You're audio. We're video. So I lost my car.
And then they cheated.
And then she took you out.
Allegedly. Yeah,
allegedly.
And then she took me out. So then they announced team number two. and I don't even know who it was. And I'm thinking, if it's Bay News Time again.
Kirkwood. Wasn't it Lee?
Yeah, it was.
Kyle. Kyle Kirkwood.
It was Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle won second place.
That was our pro last year. He takes second this year. You know, which I'm cool. You know, Kyle's a good dude. Oliver's a good dude. They've both been in here to the pizzeria. And then they're getting ready to announce the winning team.
Right.
And I'm just, if it's Bay News 9, you know.
What would you have done? What would you have done if it was Bay News 9 again? Like rigged for the second year in a row.
Allegedly.
Well, what if it was the mayor? Because the mayor wanted to win. He's never won.
No, I know.
Mayor Christman's never won this race.
And the mayor, I believe, rode in front of our pro.
He's in my heat. And he practices with his son. He takes these extremely serious. He practices for them. He has the mayor's races. He has a lot more experience in the car. And he takes that very serious.
All right, so I need to continue the story, but we need to stay on track. I've been told, you know, syndicated. You know, we're getting ready for some big news.
Okay.
So I need to hit this break. We'll finish the story when we come back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, the ending of the Grand Prix of St. Pete story when we return.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Ryan Bader here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Are you a fan of MTV's hit show, The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, April 4th, Challenge Mania Live is coming to the Tampa Improv. You can see cast members from the show live on stage talking about their experience, and you can even party with them before at an exclusive meet and greet. It's at the Tampa Improv on Saturday, April 4th, hosted by three-time champion Derek Kaczynski and his podcast co-host Scott Yeager. They'll feature Mark Long, Killa Cam Williams, Nicole Ramos, and the Final Reckoning champ, Hunter Barfield. Tickets available at ChallengeMania.com. Live.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Have you heard about this crazy event called Rugged Maniac? It's coming to Tampa for the first time ever on April 18th. They built this huge adult playground with giant water slides, fire jumps, rope swings, and tons of mud. Then they let 5,000 people party all day at their festival, complete with DJs, interactive games, and tons of craft beer. It's seriously the wildest event coming to Tampa this year, and the best part, there's still space available to sign up. Go to ruggedmaniac.com, and secure your spot for their Tampa race on April 18th. Don't miss out. Grab your friends and join the fun.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, it's Sebastian Bourdais, driver of the number 14 AJ Foyt Racing Chevrolet, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Dude, that's what I needed to hear in the headset during the race.
Yeah, because you would have drove faster.
It was a little foreigner.
And what about the Sebastian liner? I'm still working even when I'm a participant at the Grand Prix.
Sebastian was in the media event.
I know, but that's, I got the liner. That's today.
What place did he take?
I don't know. Behind the winners, I guess. I didn't see him on the podium.
So, back to the story. You know, third they called, second they called. I was pretty disappointed because I know that my fastest lap or my average lap was 43.
Okay.
43 seconds around the lap.
Yep.
And Riley's was 39.
That's the pro driver.
That's the pro driver, you know, from our team.
Our team, yep.
And then, of course, we had you.
Of course. I got to be factored into your averages, so I apologize.
Yeah, so we knew it's not good. So now they announce third, they announce second, then they get ready to announce the winning team. They're all, no, we have to do this first. The winner of the fastest lap, which is everybody except for the pros.
Okay.
You know, all the mayors, all the media,
sure,
all the jabronis, everybody that's in it. The winner at 40, just over 40 seconds. Well, like I said, I was pretty good at 43. They said sure. I was like one of the top. Apologies are due. You won the fastest lap.
The fastest lap of all the media people was the Naked Pizza Man?
Was it 40?
40.8 seconds around the go-kart track. And like I've been saying, if you can deliver a pizza, you can drive a go-kart.
I was shocked.
And what did that fastest lap?
Well, what I figured was, even though we didn't know yet, I figured that put us in third. I mean, but it's the rest of your laps that really shafted
so
us.
So what did that fastest lap yield us, Randy Harris?
Well, you have...
And Knockout Radio?
You have the second place trophy that I refuse because participation trophies do not come home with me.
Correct.
But in my hand is not your trophy for the fastest media lap.
It is not?
It is the winner of the Firestone Grand Prix 2020 Media Karting Challenge. So
everybody bend a knee to triple C.
So you did not shaft us this year.
I was double fisting. I had one trophy in one hand and one in the other. I'm not getting the coronavirus because I can't even touch your hands because I got trophies in them.
Did you find it humorous, though, in a way that there were some drivers and there were some people down there that wouldn't shake hands? And
yeah.
They were
now
doing elbows,
you can see it.
Doing fist bumps.
Yeah. Now you can see the fear in the people. You can see this thing's serious.
And, well, it's serious, but...
But is it going to affect the Grand Prix this weekend? I mean, are fans still going to come out?
Are the
race car drivers going to be by themselves on the track? I mean...
Did you notice Oliver didn't touch anybody?
He didn't
shake hands?
He really didn't.
He's like, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I mean, what if nobody's there to see it?
Well, people are going to come.
Because race cars, you don't really need to, you're not sharing bodily fluid like basketball, soccer.
Did
like
you see locker rooms are closed?
Yeah.
MLB, NHL, NFL, MLB.
Sure.
Keeping media out.
Yeah, I mean, the March Madness is getting ready to start. The wrestling tournament, the NCAA wrestling in Minnesota.
WrestleMania.
I mean, this coronavirus is serious, you know.
Is it a good time to buy Corona stock, though?
I don't know.
Stocks are down. God,
they are down. They are.
I made the drastic mistake. I got caught up. You know, everybody's like, yeah, let's go Christmas shopping. Stocks are down. So I put money into my – I haven't done money in my IRA in 10 years.
Okay.
And I put money in just to do stocks.
And it's gone down again? It just like instantly incinerated, like burned up.
I got to be honest with you. It was fun, though. It was fun.
Right?
I own stock in MGM.
Okay.
I bought stock in Coca-Cola.
Now, you only lose your money if you sell. So you just got to hang on to it.
It's lost. But whatever.
Whatever. Maybe you'll find it.
I don't care.
Maybe the stock market has a lost and found department.
It was fun. I bought. I think I bought some American Airlines, which I hate. I can't stand American. But I bought it.
Right.
You know, I'm picking GE, AT&T. Yeah, let me buy some of this. It's down. Well,
we just bought a trip to go to Brazil. I mean, $400 round trip. You can't. I mean, we're not going to. We're getting a great vacation. I mean, all four of us are going for $1,500.
Smart.
Can't beat it. You know,
prepay everything that you need to prepay. We already discussed this.
In case I don't make it back.
In case you don't make it back, you're paid, you know, all your bills and all that stuff are kind of taken. But, you know, again, I give you a hard time. You are a tool bag. You carry the toolbox.
Oh, man.
But you literally look like you were in reverse, and you did have, according to them, and I don't know if I believe them, but according to them, you had the fastest lap in the media.
Listen, I say it all the time. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat, where champions are bred. I feel like... Look, Henry Cejudo today. I feel like the double champ, and then the bodybuilding trophy that makes me the triple C.
Please don't go there.
All bend a knee to the triple P. Pizza, professional driver, professional pizza man.
But you're not a professional.
Well, I get paid. Well, you're paid to do all three.
Sad. But it was a lot of fun. And tomorrow, Richard Edge comes in, I think later tonight, he'll be driving. He was on the show last week. He drives in that Porsche series as well. I guess there's more than one level.
Sure.
Because Riley's in a different level than Edge is. But Richard Edge and his team will be here tomorrow eating pizza, learning how to throw dough, all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's what's great about the St. Pete Grand Prix. They have different levels, different series, all racing in the same weekend. And that's how we met Oliver and Kyle, you know, years ago when they were working their way up, you know, USAs and all the different divisions. And then you see them graduate and move on to a bigger circuit and get more sponsors. And you see these guys really develop. And that's what makes it great, because St. Pete is still such a small town and you have such great access to these guys that it's a lot of fun.
I don't know this for a fact, but I think, I'm assuming, and we know what assume means, that the access that we have to these guys today, tomorrow, and all weekend in St. Pete, you have at every other racetrack as well.
Oh, okay.
It's just a
family event. I guess it's kind of like the UFC, right? I mean, they do the same sort of thing.
Yeah, sort of. You know, when you go down this weekend and you walk through the paddock, it's, you know, we've done it. It's so cool. You can watch the mechanics working on the cars, and we're going to go down and probably, you know, kick a tire or two tomorrow.
Or fix the car that you broke trying to get out of.
Oh, my God.
did you feel claustrophobic inside of it?
I did, but let me ask you a serious question. I'm going to ask you to be honest.
Yes.
Did you see the sign that said, do not sit in before or after you sat in it?
I saw it after, but I figured there was already one there, but I didn't want to look at it.
I didn't assume. Right. I didn't see it, so I squeezed in. I couldn't get out. I literally could not get out of the car. And when I finally was able to somehow get out of it, I saw a sign, do not sit in.
Just as a general thumb of rule, I just, you know, anything of display, sandcastles at the beach, trophies.
A Ryder Cup trophy?
Yeah, when I tried to hold the Ryder Cup trophy, and they said, absolutely don't touch the trophy, sir. You know, and here I am double-fisting my trophies, and I'm like, I would let the Ryder Cup people hold mine. But see, that's just me. I'm a giver, you know?
So no, I didn't see it. It was hard to get out of. And
I thought you were going to get stuck.
I was stuck.
I was like, oh, my God.
I was stuck.
And then everybody started coming around. And
they're like, can you get out? Are you okay?
And I was like, I'll have to go get some, like, pan spray. Get some, like, from the restaurant. Like, treat them like a garlic knot.
I was stuck. I honestly, I couldn't.
I saw the molding start to, like, give way. And I'm like he's going to break it getting out. Because I think it clips in. After the fact. So they put the driver in, then they clip on that molding to make it more secure. And
would have been nice to know that before we got in it. You know, maybe take that thing out before we get in it.
But I would have brought you pizza and just got you fit on the pizza diet until you slide out.
Yeah. But it was a lot of fun. The Grand Prix of St. Pete in town. Practices tomorrow. Matter of fact, we go back down there tomorrow, and they're going to take us on that ride again that you went off course.
Hey, we went off roading.
Yeah.
And that's not what you're supposed to do in a BMW
street course.
M3 street
Even
course.
Though they do a lot of times, I used to watch the NETCAR one that's in California, and they would always hit that one turn. They would always cut it, you know, and they'd go off a little bit. But it is a cool event. So if you want to go,
yes,
I do have a pair of tickets to give away.
Yeah.
So we've got to determine how we're going to give them away.
Okay.
Whether you need to come down here and pick them up. I certainly can't deliver them.
Well, we should do it based on my winning time, my fastest lap. If you can guess the winning time, you already said it earlier in the show. If they,
Why is it always got to be about you?
Well, today's my day. I mean, today I am a champion. I'm a double-fisting winner at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg.
All right.
The mayor sideswiped me on the final lap. He came in, but because his team collectively didn't have enough time or enough faster laps,
we beat the mayor. And I said, I told him, I was like, you know, it's no different than any other day on the streets of St. Petersburg with you, Mayor.
You did say
He sideswiped me before, like, you know.
You did say that.
That's what he does.
We should have asked how much did we win by. I would have been curious. You know what?
It was
we
dominant.
Should have checked the times, yeah, of our team and Kyle's team.
What does it matter?
No, but it would feel better. Which would feel better? Would it feel better to blow out team number two? Or would it feel better to, like, beat them by...
Like 1 second?
Point, not even 1 second. 0.01.
Like the fight this weekend, Johanna versus Zhang. You know, who won that fight? The most punches thrown because Johanna had more volume, but yet more significant strikes, more damage by Zhang. I mean, who should have won that fight?
Who won the main event? Hold on a second.
Was it a dance competition or a fight?
Who won the main event? The champion that threw four punches, right? Or the challenger that threw three, or vice versa?
You've been doing this a long time, Randy. Yeah. Have you ever seen a strategy of the main event of that magnitude on that stage in a professional fight?
Here's what I said about it. And I responded to Malky, mm-hmm. you know, who is, I believe he's the owner or co-owner of the agency that represents Yoel Romero and, you know, a lot of the fighters.
Sure.
There, you know, you've got many of PR, not PR, but management teams. This is one of the biggies down south. Also John Jones, on and on and on. I wanted Yoel Romero to win the fight.
Okay.
And I don't root often.
Sure.
I wanted him to win. He did the show at the Super Bowl. I thought he was a cool dude.
Right.
I wasn't happy with Israel and his comments. And I don't care what he said. You know, he made the comment about the Eiffel Tower. Not the Eiffel Tower. The Twin Towers,
right.
That Romero was going to fall like the Twin Towers. And like I said to you last week, trash talking's trash talking.
Yeah, all's fair in trash talking.
He didn't step over the line.
Right.
I may not like him or I may dislike him for what he said, but why should he care about that, right? I texted or tweeted Malky and I said, listen, when it's all said and done, he doesn't need to win the fight. It's kind of like the old WWE or WCW. You know, you can't lose the title to disqualification in professional wrestling.
Okay.
So what I said was he didn't need to win the fight. He just can't lose the fight.
Okay.
It's not his job to go out and go balls to the wall.
Well, what do you think about the referee, Big Dan Margulata, telling these guys, look, these guys are paying to see a fight?
He hangs out with bare knuckle too much.
I know that's Dave Feldman.
He thought he was Dave Feldman there.
But it's not his role. That's a strategy. The fighters have their own strategy.
I know, but I don't know. A lot of times, and not just Dana, but different organizations have said, you know, what is this ref doing? Why did this ref let them lay on each other so long? Why did this ref let them lean up against the cage so long?
Right.
I'm okay with Mergulata saying, hey, dudes, let's fight.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have swore you would have been against that.
No, I'm all right with
that. Because like the days of just two guys running to the center just start swinging haymakers at each other, the Chuck Tito days.
The Clay Guidas.
Those are long gone.
You know,
these are so exact and so precise.
But again, Romero needed to bring the fight to Israel, not vice versa. It's not Israel.
Right. He's not the champ. Right. You have to come take my belt.
Now, I've always said I hate that line, to be the champ, you have to beat the champ. Yeah, that could be the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Of course you do. But you don't have to dominate. You don't have to win all five rounds. You just barely have to win three of the five rounds.
Right. And that's what occurred apparently Saturday night.
And you know, again, when I do not go to the events and they're on the left coast, I struggle.
Right, sure.
I dozed off in the middle of the Joanna fight. I really can't tell you who I thought won. And I struggled through the main event.
And then why do they call it the best female fight of all time? Why can't it be? That is one of the top five professional fights I've ever seen in my entire life.
And I said that from the time that it happened. You know, it was one of the best fights I've ever seen. And I've been consistent. I don't like when they say, you know, the African-American coach in the Super Bowl. That's the best African-American fight of all time. No, it's the best fight.
Right.
Know, why are you diminishing the fact that they were women? That was arguably one of the greatest MMA fights, and it is one of the greatest UFC fights.
Of all time.
Of all time, and that I have ever seen.
And it was funny because they were actually the fight that went into the Hall of Fame. Wasn't that
Diego.
Diego Sanchez.
Guida.
And you know, they awarded that, you know, before the fight, and they had this Hall of Fame induction that the fight went in.
And that'll go into
instant classic.
Yeah.
No question.
You know, absolutely. So, you know, it bothers me, you know, when those things are said. It was a fantastic fight. I'm still mad at keyboard bashers.
Okay.
You know, now with that said, okay, there's a lot of people that have been critical of Joanna's face, of Joanna's looks.
Yeah, like the Star Trek references and the swelling.
She got tagged.
No question.
It's easy for you to sit behind, you know, a keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
And say all that crap. But, now I still don't think you should do it. But, and I haven't heard Joanna say anything.
Okay.
I don't know if she has.
Oh.
But, well, I'm just saying, you saw the photo that she did.
Right.
Where she was fighting and she had the gas mask. Mm-hmm. And you can't talk crap and then be upset when crap is thrown your way.
Sure.
You know, like I said, I don't know if she's commented about it at all. I don't know.
I was worried they were going to stop the fight. I thought the swelling was so significant that in between rounds, you know, they stopped the Diaz fight when his eye was cut open. And, I mean, a lot of times these fights, they're such good fights, and all of a sudden the medical, you know, they stop it for the fighter safety.
Job. That's their job.
But that swelling was massive. And I don't know if I've ever seen swelling that bad.
Hominick's.
Huh?
Hominick.
Yeah.
You know, Hominick's, however you say, whatever it was, Hemotolson or whatever it's called. He did look like he was on Star Trek.
Wow.
You know, it was bad. It was all. That's the worst I've ever seen.
Sure.
And he kept fighting.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, in kind of like, you know, with what we just saw in the heavyweight championship fight, you know, not that they're going to go out on their sword. You know, they're not going to die. They don't want to die. They're not willing to die. But, you know, they want to go until they can't go any longer.
Sure.
They want to make the decision. But that's why you have corners.
Right. And that's why you have a medical team to protect the fighter from themselves.
If you remember, Mickey was going to stop the fight. And Rocky said, don't stop nothing. You're not stopping nothing. Don't stop nothing. But, you know, you don't know. You know, the adrenaline, you know, you don't know that your eye is laying in your pocket.
Right.
Because it's fallen out of your face.
Sure.
You know, you're so caught up in the fight, the situation, the minute, the moments, that that's why you have to have people in your corners that you trust.
So, and I'm not a medical doctor, and I know you're not one as well.
Oh, but I play one.
I know you know who Dr. Seuss is, and you drink Dr. Pepper.
I don't drink Dr. Pepper anymore.
Well, I know you know Dr. Davison from the UFC.
I do.
But my question is, like, even with all that swelling, it still appears that the UFC with their 4-ounce gloves is still safer than boxing with their 16-ounce gloves when it comes to brain swelling and damage, right? I mean, even with that swelling of Johanna, there was no reports of, like, her life was in danger or the brain was swelling, because boxers actually cut out some of the skull to allow the brain to swell when they have serious injury from a boxing match.
We still don't know what down the road damage we're going to see.
Right.
You know, it's still so young. You know, when Dana did the show, you know, he commented it was like 20 years. You know, we don't know. 10, 20, 25 years from now, when, you know, 25, 30-year-old, you know, young adults, you know, are now in their whatever, 50s, 60s, will we see what we're seeing in a lot of boxers?
Uh-huh.
Will we see what we're starting to see in a lot of the NFL guys? You know, we don't know.
Sure.
You know, and I'm sure most of them would still say they would do what they did and worry about it later. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we know we're going to have issues, but we'll deal with that when we're 50.
Sure, it's part of it. And look who it is. So, look who it is. Look who it is.
Our champ is here. All three champs are now here. So let's hit this break.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hit this break. When we come back, Riley in the house.
He's in the house.
I told him. I said to him, and I'm going to say it to him in front of him now. I said, don't blow it.
Oh, yeah.
We knew where we were.
He's already checking out the trophy wall.
All right. Let's hit this break. When we return, the champ is here.
Oh, boy.
Get to Riley when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mayor Rick Reisman, and you are listening to St. Pete's own Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered,
face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Have you heard about this crazy event called Rugged Maniac? It's coming to Tampa for the first time ever on April 18th. They built this huge adult playground with giant water slides, fire jumps, rope swings, and tons of mud. Then they let 5,000 people party all day at their festival, complete with DJs, interactive games, and tons of craft beer. It's seriously the wildest event coming to Tampa this year, and the best part, there's still space available to sign up. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and secure your spot for their Tampa race on April 18th. Don't miss out. Grab your friends and join the fun.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
Mike certainly wasn't going to correct you.
Yeah, you are going to. Yeah.
Good dude, though. All right, so let's welcome. You always call yourself the anchor, and normally I say the anchor is because you hold us down.
Yes.
You know, we could be so much bigger, but you're holding us down.
Yes.
But the anchor to our victory today.
Our championship.
Was our pro driver who just happened to walk in. Don't point. I said we can only say nice things. Nice, whatever. He's pointing to you like you did something.
I think I won the race for us.
I don't think so.
I'm
pretty sure he did.
Come on, Riley.
I think he did.
I mean, I have a trophy that says I had the fastest lap.
All right, let me ask you this, because we did talk about it, and let's welcome Riley and his dad, and tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Yeah, so, I mean, I started out racing whenever I was 7 years old. I did it in go-karts.
And now you're, what, 12?
I wish I still was.
You are very old.
I know, thank you. 17 now, so I've been doing racing for 10 years. It's been pretty much of a blank. You know, it's all kind of flown by for me, really. So it's kind of cool, you know, whenever I'm going through this, you know, thinking back, to all those times. But yeah, so I started out whenever I was seven. There was a local go-kart track down where I live in New Braunfels, Texas, and got started out there pretty early on, and then just worked up through the ranks in karting. And then 2017 was probably my biggest year. Ended up winning the national championship for S2 Shifter Kart in the SCUSA Pro Tour. And then shortly after that, we decided to make the jump from karts to cars. And that was in 2018. And then shortly after, did some running in Miatas just so I can learn, you know, the principles of how to drive the car. Jumped over into a cup car with David Moore at Moore Speed because they're right there in Austin, which is close by where we live. So it was a good connection to make. And then we, you know, after that, shortly did the full season deal after that.
I'm glad you clarified, because when you said where you were from, I didn't say where is that. I know where Austin is, and I know we were talking, you know, with your dad. My brother has a branch in Austin, you know, as well. When we were talking about it earlier with Matt, we didn't look, and I don't know if you did. Yes, we won between the three of us, and it was mainly, well, I'm not going to say it was him.
It was a team effort.
It was a team effort, but did you happen to notice how much we won by?
I think it was like maybe 15, 16 seconds. That's what I heard.
Wow.
That's not sizable.
Because it was total time, right?
Right. So as a professional driver, and we talked about it, and I don't know which I would rather. Which would you rather? Would you rather win by 15 seconds, you know, or would you rather win by 0.01? What as a driver, what is?
I mean, a win's a win, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it depends on how
and you who you
get
meet.
To. Yeah, right. I mean, it's a different feeling, right? I mean, I'm sure if you do the win with, you know, by 0.001, it's because you had a really good fight with someone else, right? And then the 16-second win, was kind of boring. So, I mean, I would say probably the 0.001 would be more enjoyable, I guess, be able to look back on and say, hey, you know, we had a good fight and all that.
You know, I ask a lot of, I also do the longest running, I can't legally say the three letters, football show during the football season, which is towards the end of the year. And a lot of times I'll ask the guys, which would you rather? Would you rather win a blowout? Would you rather win, you know, by a point or two? Mm-hmm. And again, I think a lot depends on who you're playing, who you're racing. Do you like the guy? You know, and again, I still wouldn't know the answer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I'd want to blow Matt out or just barely beat him. So either way, I'm going to stick
it in his face.
It depends
on the situation, right? I mean, it depends on who for my example, you know, who I'm racing against and like that. So, I mean, it's all situational circumstance.
Let's find out a little bit about Riley.
Yes, let's do it.
Would you rather race against somebody you like? Like, I talked to a lot of fighters about this, too. Would you rather race against people you like, or is there... You don't have to say his name, even though I'd love to, Richard Edge. you know, who you would like to race against that you don't like. And
I mean, it all depends. I mean, I definitely have quite a few friends, I guess, in the racing world. And so, like, whenever we go out and compete, it's always fun because, you know, you have friends on the track and all that. And you respect each other and all that. But
do you really?
To a point.
Okay.
Yeah, to a point. Right. But, I mean, I feel like... Right. I mean, it's a mix, you know, I mean, it depends on the circumstance. I mean, I would probably say racing at someone that I'm not close friends with would be more enjoyable just because you have that, you know, certain factor of, you know, hey, I want to actually go beat this guy, as opposed to after the fact, you can go shake hands and give a hug afterwards. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, there is no, you know, we're not hugging. I'm not saying you and me, but, you know, everybody's cutting out the hugging and stuff for the next couple of weeks. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Golden State Warriors are going to play
I just saw that.
And I guess my son said LeBron refused. LeBron said that he will not play in an empty stadium.
Wow.
But he's an employee. If his team plays, that's his job.
It is.
It's a job.
Yeah. But it's LeBron who can get away with almost...
Exactly.
He'll get the ownership fired.
Well, Riley, how would you feel if they called the Grand Prix this week and said there's no fans? Like, how would you feel as a driver in the car, on the track with no fans?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it would be weird, you know, because there's no... I mean, a big part of, you know, the atmosphere, like, let's say for this race here in St. Pete, right? It's that fan atmosphere, right?
Sure.
Having, you know, all the fans walking through the pits and having a good time, right? So not having that there, it would definitely be a different atmosphere. So, I mean, I would obviously much rather have, you know, the loads of fans come in and have a good time with us, because that's what it's about, right? I mean, it's all about entertaining them, making sure they have a good time, right?
All right, so I want to ask you this, and I talked to a lot of fighters about this, about letting things go.
Yeah.
Now, you talked about, you know, you can be friends, you cannot be friends. My brother's 2 years older than me. We were in a scuffle in our teenage years, and I still dislike my brother.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the God's honest truth, is it not?
It's so true.
How do you let it go? How does... You know, and not so much a friend, because if it's a friend, I get it. He didn't mean it, you know. But if there's somebody that you have some friction with and something happens on a track, How do you let it go? And can you let it go until the end of the race?
I mean, it's hard. Because, I mean, there's also, you know, certain races that I still won't forget that I lost, right? I mean, there's one I can name right off the top of my head that still keeps me up at night, right? And that was from 2.5 years ago, right? So, I mean, there's definitely some things that do happen on track. I mean, depends on what it is, right? If it's like, hey, going into turn one takes you right off the track, right? Ends your day. That's a little bit different than just, you know, a little side-to-side contact, right? But, I mean, there's definitely a certain factor of you don't forget, right? And that carries on throughout the year, maybe even next time you see each other on track. Could be, you know, 2 years from now, could be, you know, next race.
Sounds like a baseball retaliation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my question is, you know.
Well, let me throw this out because you know I'll forget.
Yeah.
If that lady drives down 4th Street in the middle of us talking, I'm getting up and leaving. Just so you know.
I was hoping you were going to get back up to her. I was hoping you were going to turn her off. I was like, come on, man, let's go.
I was trying. Yeah.
So we're primarily a combat sport program, right? Knockout radio, longest running, and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But the question is, race car drivers seem to have the most brutal fights, but they fight with full helmets on. Like, can you talk us through like the mindset of a race car driver?
Yeah, I mean,
what is it? What causes that kind of chaos at the end of the race?
I mean, well, I think the number one thing is the adrenaline, right? I mean, whenever you're in the car going as fast as we do go, you know, access, you know, 150 miles an hour, right? For us, I mean, there's a certain adrenaline that you have. That whenever you're even at the end of the race, I mean, you still have, you know, an adrenaline rush for another, you know, 2 hours. I know I do, right? I mean, it's different than just, you know, your average, you know, let's say baseball game, I feel like, because that's what I tried to do, you know, way back when and didn't really like it.
Way so, back when you're 17.
Yeah. But no, I mean,
Randy's shoes are older than you.
It's like, literally.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a little bit different, you know.
But they
I mean?
Have more miles in your car.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Yeah, no, so there's definitely that adrenaline factor that I think is the biggest fuel to that fire, if you want to say.
So why not take the helmet off first before you throw punches?
No. If you're ever in a fight, you never take the helmet off. Never.
And I get that. I just don't understand. I was going to use the word stupidity, but I don't want to be disrespectful to some of those clowns. But, you know, how do you – I understand not taking the helmet off because I wouldn't either.
No.
But I also wouldn't throw a punch to somebody's head that's wearing a helmet.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just going to stay back and probably not get in the fight to begin with. Just verbal fights, not actual.
The silly question is, what are your goals? I mean, obviously, you know, to move up and get bigger and better. How long – should that take? Not how long can it take, but what's a normal progression?
I mean, ideally, I mean, let's say in 3 years, I would want to have, so my end goal is to have a career in professional motorsports, right? I want to be the driver, right? I want to make this a career, right? So, I mean, ideally in about 3 years, I want to be, you know, somewhere where I feel comfortable, you know, with the team and all that. So I would say probably the timetable for me is about 3 years. I mean, ideally, if it happens next year, it happens next year. I'm not going to, obviously not complain.
Sure.
But I mean, I would say 3 years is probably the go, no go for me, at least.
I asked Edge last week when he was on, and I'm going to ask you the same thing. When you're driving, and I don't know sponsors, I don't know who owns your car, I don't know, you know, all that kind of stuff. Do you think about that stuff? And I've always wondered, you know, I don't know how much my brother sponsors Edge and, you know, blah, 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 blah. I don't know which would be worse, driving my car or driving somebody else's car. You know, I don't want to ruin it for somebody else, but I certainly don't want to ruin my own.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
What do you think about when you're driving?
Yeah, I mean, to go to that point, so whenever I did my first test back in 2018, it was just after the More Speed guys had just won at VIR with Zach Robichon, right? And they were coming home from that race, and they stopped it in Houston where we did our test. And I remember that day, I mean, I was so freaked out about putting a little scratch on that car, right? Because I mean, it was their car, right? They just won. I knew how fast it was. I didn't want to damage it at all, right? I mean, now it's a little bit different because heat of the moment, you know, you obviously want to go win. So there's a different attitude to it. But, I mean, obviously if I do step into somebody else's car, there is a level of respect, you know, not to damage anything, right?
Sure.
Because also, I mean, the other side of it is, too, you don't want to go out and make it hard on everybody else because you went and crashed, or even if it is your own car, right? So there's still that level of, you know, don't want to do anything, you know, too crazy stupid, but still pushing to that limit to go and find it.
Because like Edge said last week, what are you, the rubbing is racing thing?
Yeah.
No.
You know, so I mean, it always comes into play.
Absolutely.
But I still don't know if it was me, what would bother me more, driving somebody else's, like if my brother sponsored something that I did and he does sponsor the show, do I worry about it because it's his? But then, like I said, if it's mine, I certainly don't. I mean, I want to respect both.
Exactly.
You know, so so it's interesting. Yeah.
But I mean, let's say if the car was mine, right? If you go crash, you know, something happens, right? The only person that you're hurting is yourself, right? But if it's somebody else's, then you're hurting a bigger group. So I don't know. I mean, there's definitely some, you know, some play there of where, you know, where you feel like, you know, responsibility and all that. So I don't know. I mean, it would definitely be a little bit more stressful driving someone else's car, but still, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a race, you know.
We're going to talk more about the Grand Prix of St. Pete. We still need to talk some MMA. Hopefully, Riley knows a little bit about that.
Yep.
So we can talk some MMA. Well, just a little. You know, that's, believe me, trust me, you know more than Toolback. I'm just saying.
Man, right. Why are you going to do this like you like that?
All right, we are at the top of the hour. When we come back, more with more Rubbin' Racing from Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. She
said, look, what's your game? This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.